Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Chicago, Illinois. Louis Farrakhan is bringing about the spirit of Antichrist. That's the headline. Sharam Hadian comes to give us more details behind this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Talk to me about Farrakhan in this July 4th speech and his hatred for the Jewish people.
Well, for those who have followed Louis Farrakhan, who, of course, has led the Nation of Islam since almost back to 1977, it should be no surprise that he has made these repeated anti-Semitic statements regarding Israel, the Jewish people. He has praised Adolf Hitler repeatedly. He has called the Jews termites. And the way that he's tried to, I think, justify his statements is by claiming that the Jews have corrupted the Torah. This is consistent not only with Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam, which is an offshoot, which is basically a sect or a cult within the Islamic faith or the Islamic ideology, the political ideology. But I think it goes deeper, because this is really ultimately, in my opinion, a rise of this Antichrist spirit in the last days, Dr. DeYoung, that one of the hallmarks of that statement is not only does that spirit hate Christ and deny who Jesus Christ is, but it also hates the Jewish people and the promises, the outstanding promises that God still has in covenant to the Jewish people that are still yet to be fulfilled until the coming of the Lord, until his return. And then what's really concerning is that the media, they're trying to normalize. We know recently with the likes of Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and these who've been elected to Congress that this is becoming normalized. For many years, you know, Farrakhan would be ostracized because of his very, very clear anti-Semitic comments, but now they're trying to normalize him and normalize this anti-Semitic sentiment. It's absolutely consistent with Islam.
Sharam Hadian with the details on how Louis Farrakhan is bringing about the spirit of Antichrist. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Louis Farrakhan, the leader of the Nation of Islam here in America, made a speech last July 4th that called for the Jewish nation of Israel to be totally destroyed. That anti-Semitic call is what the Apostle John was referring to in 1 John chapters 2 and 4. Chapter 2 in 1 John verse 18 and chapter 4, verse 3 in 1 John mentions Antichrist. This satanically energized individual will appear in our world at the beginning of the seven-year tribulation period. That spirit of Antichrist is already on the scene today. In fact, that July 4th speech by Farrakhan is tangible evidence of this prophetic passage being fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...